I'm delighted to be joined on the line by John Innes from the Cork Iron Man. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I suppose a lot of people are probably asking you what is the latest as regards the Iron Man here in Youghal.
Okay, yeah, happy to fill you in, I suppose, where we're at. At the moment, I suppose, look, August is a long way away.
Yep.
Ironman is the middle week in August.
Yep.
We are in full planning mode for 100% an event to go ahead.
Okay.
There's three events, of course. There's the Iron Kids on the Friday night. There's the 70.3 on Saturday, which is a half Ironman. It's a new addition to the weekend. And then we have the full scheduled to take place on the Sunday. At the moment, we're in 100% planning mode because there's a lot of work we have to do if the event is to go ahead.
Right.
Of course, we're keeping one eye very closely fixed on the COVID situation and the way things are going. I suppose looking at it from the outside, the vaccines in this country aren't coming as fast as they are in other countries. In the UK, all the Ironman events scheduled for over there are going ahead this year. There's three big ones.
Are they? Very good, yeah.
Yeah, that's confirmed at this stage. Look, I suppose we're very hopeful, but we're conscious of the fact. And I suppose the honest answer is nobody really knows for sure.
Yeah.
We must plan because there's dates and deadlines that we have to meet with planning permissions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's all going ahead as per. I suppose personally I'm hoping that we'll know for sure by early May, I think, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of things going to happen in the meantime, which I suppose more vaccines coming on stream, hopefully. I see where there was an event went ahead in Barcelona over the weekend, and
that's right, I seen that. China was quite a big crowd there as well.
I think there was 5,000.
Yeah.
And I think the whole reason for that being allowed to go ahead was they were able to do rapid testing, and they were able to test people as they turned up, and if you proved positive you weren't allowed entry.
Yeah.
That's something that nobody's really talking about yet, but it gives us options if COVID is still an issue come up.
But would that be just for athletes, is it, or would it be for spectators as well? In the town, or what way would you be looking at that?
Athletes. And I suppose therein lies the problem. But I think, look, to be fair, there's a lot of water to go under the bridge between now and August.
Yeah.
Government are promising us that we'll have over 80%, I think, vaccinated by the end of June, which shows us in a different light. So there'll be a lot of things after happening by the time August comes around.
Yeah, well, that's what you'd be kind of hoping, that, you know, a lot of the more vulnerable people would be vaccinated at that stage. So, I mean, you know, I can't see why something like that wouldn't go ahead. That's what I'd be hoping as well, obviously. Like,
I suppose, look, Ironman is a huge event and it brings a huge amount of people to the town for not only just the week of the event itself, but also athletes are denied the ability to come here and train beforehand because of the restrictions.
Yes.
Which is a big thing from an athlete's point of view. So the honest answer is we don't know, but we're planning to proceed as planned. But we're reviewing the situation continuously and we'll be guided by whatever the government are to us at the time, nearer to the time.
And of course, John, with the added events, does that mean more athletes again and more spectators again, do you reckon?
It would mean, I suppose, 40 to 50% more people turning up over the course of the weekend.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the people taking part in the full, their partners would be taking part in the half. So you'd have the same families travelling to the venue, if you like.
Yes, yes.
And the Iron Kids event is mainly subscribed by actually locals.
Was
Youghal, East Cork, West Waterford. So that's not bringing in anything that wouldn't already be coming in, but I think by and large, yeah, there would be an increase in numbers overall, but it wouldn't be huge.
And what kind of an international entry have we this year?
I think somewhere around 65% of the full are Irish. I think if you go up to about 85, if you take the next 20%, then would be kind of UK. And after that, then the rest would be international.
Yeah.
The half is nearly all Irish athletes.
Is it really? Yeah.
It is, yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, and obviously, are the tubes actually full there?
If international travel is still an issue, it wouldn't stop us having the event because there's quite a huge number of athletes in both events.
Yes.
Are Irish, so that's certainly a possibility to look at nearer to the time.
Well, I suppose exactly. Yeah, that's something we never thought of, I suppose, and it's something that could happen.
It could.
So that'd be interesting. Yeah. But as it stands anyway at the moment, John, where you're all guns blazing. You're planning as if it is going ahead, which is probably the proper thing to do, and hopefully
things nearly every week at this stage, and like that, we have deadlines, we have different things we have to have ready at different stages, and we're working on that in the background all the time. I mean, and the focus at the moment is the plans for the road closures, and we're looking at the venues and the traffic and the parking plan and that kind of stuff. We're bringing in a parking specialist company this time to look after the shuttle buses and the parking service, so that's been completely dealt with by a professional group who deal with all the big events up the country, like your ploughing and your concerts up around Dublin and things like that. They would have worked in Ed Sheeran and stuff like that, so they're well across it, and the guards are speaking directly to them as well, and that conversation is taking place.
Yeah, well, I suppose that was probably one of the bigger issues last year or the year before, wasn't it?
Last event, it was.
Yeah.
It's something that we're giving full attention to this time to make sure that we get it spot on. But I think August, the land is much drier, so we can use fields and things, whereas the last time we were kind of caught with the weather in June. Water, sea conditions, all that stuff should hopefully be nicer and warmer in August.
Yeah.
Assuming all goes well and all goes to plan. But I think at the end of the day, the message is at the moment, we are planning for, and we're being guided by whatever the government guidelines will be. We have deadlines. We will have to tell the athletes whether we're going ahead or not. That would happen in June, but we're hoping that we'll be wiser and we'll have a better idea what is going to happen sooner than that. So I would say probably the first or second week in May we'd have some definitive answers.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, look, John, until then, we'll talk to you then, and hopefully as soon as you know something, I know you'll let us know anyway as well. So thank you very much indeed for joining us, and until then, we'll keep the fingers crossed anyway. That's the main thing. Thanks again, John Ennis.
Mind yourself.
Cheers. Bye-bye.